Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
I am Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are here on Tuesday, the 27th of October.
That it is.
Oh, don't move the mic. They can hear that. It's a very prominent sound when you move the mic, Tyler.
My bad.
Here, I'm tilting it towards you. I speak louder.
Okay. Spectacular.
All right. Today, we are answering some listener mail. Before we do, Tyler, I haven't seen you all this day. What have you been doing this fantastic day?
All day long, I have been cleaning my room, first and foremost, because I usually do it on Sundays, and I just didn't get around to it this weekend because I like to have it clean to start my week off, and then as I gradually go through the week, I destroy it, and then on Sunday, I try and re-catch up.
Got it. It's Does this have anything to do with airport?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No. Okay. Nobody, I'm not having any guests in the next hours.
Well, I was, you know, sometimes people come over, you know, to watch
if you
cinematic adventure.
If you, I like to clean up pre-people coming.
Yes.
Over to the house.
I agree.
And so.
Well, that's easier to clean up post-people coming.
Yeah, it's usually, and also it's an easier blame process.
Hey, oh, yeah.
That idiot is the guy that dropped off all these papers. So, no, I like to, I'm trying to stay cleaner.
Okay.
Well, that sounds like I'm a dirty person. More organized is probably the better way of saying it.
I understand that.
So, yeah, that's what I've been doing the last hour or so. And I did laundry, so I had to fold all the... Laundry is...
It takes so long.
To do it right, it takes long.
Yeah.
Because it's easy when I used to just do laundry, ball it up, and throw it on my ground in, like, a clean pile.
Right.
But now I'm trying to fold it.
I know.
Put it away.
I've been trying to go through and get rid of stuff that doesn't fit anymore.
I did that the other day.
It's like,
do you have some of that stuff? Because I have a bag of stuff I'm taking to my parents' house that they're doing a garage sale in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I've just been, you know,
not doing
putting it either in the workout pile, like use this as a workout piece of clothing now, or like this is not acceptable, throwing it away.
Like not acceptable fashionably.
Fashionably,
I had a couple of those,
or fit wise, or it has a hole in it.
I had a couple. These aren't fashionably okay. So what I did is I cut the sleeves off, and I'm going to use them as boxing shirts.
There you go. Because
I hate boxing with sleeves.
Right. Plus, then when you go to the beach, you can also wear that.
Yeah, and people get to see the gun show.
That's right. That's right. So today we have chosen.
Hold on, hold on.
What?
You're jumping ahead. What'd you do today? I haven't seen you either.
You're right.
Got to throw in some, it's called a conversation.
Well,
let's get to know each other. Let's rekindle this friendship
so
that
excited.
All day long has not been here.
I woke up this morning, watched a couple fitness videos, went through my blogs that I read.
Your normal morning get up.
Exactly, normal morning. Then I went out and bought some legal pads because I've been like trying to figure out a good way to organize the information I get, so I've decided that I'm just going to legal pad it and see how that goes.
Okay.
I
do find physically writing things down a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
Than the, like, making a Word document
and say,
I don't read it.
Because it's like there's that value, you know, like paper actually costs something, while something on the computer, it costed something at the very beginning, but now it's just whatever, I can just type it up and, you know.
I get that, but it's more of I lose it in my hard drive.
Yeah.
Because I don't...
organize it?
Well, no, I don't organize it well enough, and I don't save them with well enough documentation of what the item is.
Right. I understand that. Yeah, you get lost because you start something new, and then you start the same thing again the next week because you forgot that you started it the week before, or you can't find the file. And then you have, like, four different things, and you try and conglomerate them, and it's just like,
I do that with workouts that I plan for people and stuff like that. I literally have a friend right now that I'm doing a workout plan for, and I think I have it on 8 different things because she'll tell me 1 week and I'll kind of forget about it because she's not like a client. Like, she just wants me to help her out with random things.
Right.
And then 2 weeks later, it'll be like, oh, yeah, I did that on a Word, and then I'll be on Excel. And then somehow I got into PowerPoint one time trying to use it.
Have her send you $10, then you'll feel indebted to her.
I know. She should just pay me this nice lump sum. And
exactly. Get it done. Yeah. So, yeah, that's been it. I went out to lunch with one of my friends. That was nice. And then I've just been going over, like, starting just to lump together some of the products that I want to get going and launched and boot camps and stuff. I want to get started. So lining those out, all that good stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And awesome.
Yeah, it's all good stuff. All right. Can we get to the listener mail now? Because I feel like this might take a while.
Let's listener mail.
Well, I think you have a lot and I have a lot, so.
I have quattro.
Before we get started, if you guys have any questions, comments, suggestions, email us at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. And we will get back to you either in via email or on the air. So, Tyler, lead us off.
All right. I'm just going to go down my list.
Start with one, and then we'll...
Easiest way to do this.
Yeah.
Chris from Texas.
Oh, Texas.
Texas. Does Texas have, like... Is it the big state? We're the golden state in California. There's the Big Apple.
Then there's the Big Apple. We think
Lone Star.
Lone Star. I was going to say we think we're better than everyone else state.
That's fine, too.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with
it. Also, if you guys do send us emails, we like to know where you're coming from, so put that there.
Yeah. Put where you're... It's just, I like...
I usually pick the ones that have a place, too.
Yeah.
Over the ones that don't have a place.
I almost feel like we should buy a map.
Oh, that'd be good.
And put pins where people have... emailed us.
Yeah, we can put that like over there.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. So Chris in Texas wants to know. I take all emails and I abridge them.
Oh yeah, exactly.
To get to the main process of what was going. So Chris's email, all of my people's emails were nice, but his main question was, what music do you listen to when you work out?
Interesting.
He has issues with motivation and while there and just not feeling it. Kind of thing. So what music do you listen to when you work out? Because you and I listen to different music.
Depends on the mood I'm in. Okay. Usually I like medium-paced things. So on my typical, my playlist right now, I got some Bob Dylan.
Okay.
Got some Arcade Fire. A little Fun. That's an actual band. Fun with a period. Then I got, what's their name? Oh, I don't remember the name. Rocket Summer. Well, Rocket Summer. And then, to mix things up, listen to a little Kanye, little Black Eyed Peas, a little Rage Against the Machine.
The Machine.
Along those lines, if I'm feeling a little bit hardcore, sometimes I'll slip some Bob Marley in there, too.
Okay.
Depending. But that's usually where I'm at. I dig the not-so, I don't know, intense stuff. I do like, there's a song... by Modest Yahoo and Chemical Brothers or the Chemical Brothers.
I think there is the Chemical Brothers. Yeah, I don't know if that's the band that you're talking about.
It's pretty cool. I like it a lot.
So that's just your normal workout.
That's kind of mixing it up.
See, because I usually do like two different types of workouts. Like I'm either doing my boxing one or I'm doing just my other. So my boxing, it's Linkin Park.
I really don't like Linkin Park.
Linkin Park. I have all of the Rocky soundtracks.
Oh, nice.
You got to work out to those.
Sometimes it's fun.
Those are the best for jump rope.
Mm-hmm.
Those just make you want to. Yeah. Just keeps going. Kanye's on that. A lot of the more darker is my boxing workout stuff. Lifting weights and cardio. This is when. I know people are going to start I love show tunes. I listen to, high school.
There's no business like show business.
I work out to High School Musical 1, 2, and 3.
I wouldn't classify that as a show tune.
It's a musical.
Yeah, but that's not a show tune.
But it's, a movie tune.
I'd call that a soundtrack.
A soundtrack. Okay, fine. Soundtracks. Newsies. I listen to Newsies. Let's see what else. The one constant...
Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson's in there as well. Right. She's a gem. Walk Away. It's a good one.
Just Walk Away.
Yeah, it's a good one. But then the one group or artist that is constant on both is Bon Jovi.
Oh, the Bon Jovi.
Can't go wrong with Bon Jovi.
No, you really can't.
living on a prayer, keep it alive. Keep it alive. Wanted Dead or Alive, all gems.
Love a Bad Name?
Yeah, you give Love a Bad Name.
Great.
They're all good.
That's fantastic.
All of them are good.
All of them.
But yeah, if you were to look at my podcast, my iTunes, whatever, you'd be like, this guy's the biggest idiot in the world. But hey, it motivates me to run. And that's all that matters.
Exactly. I think that the heart of the question is like, what motivates you most? So those are things that we like, so we get motivated by them.
Spectacular. Cool. What's your question?
All right. We have Randy from Danville, California.
Randy!
Which is Danville. I'm surprised. That's really close to us.
That is,
I was like,
scary close.
On a map. That's within driving distance.
It is.
So hello, Randy.
Hi.
And again, we just take the heart. We take the kernel of the question. We don't need to read the whole email aloud to you on air. So the question is that Randy asks, what are your favorite quick snacks?
Quick snacks.
Yeah, like you're hungry. What do you? You're running out the door. You're at work. What's a good snack? So in my mind, we have two categories. We have snacks you prepared and snacks you can buy. Right.
Yeah.
So let's start with snacks you prepare, Ty.
Snacks I prepare. Let's say the first thing I always like is I always have frozen waffles.
Mm-hmm.
I'll toast those, throw some peanut butter on it, run out the door.
Yeah. That's, you can even sandwich it.
You could sandwich it double.
Delicious.
I've also tacoed them.
Mmm.
So it's half sandwiched if you
Yeah, know. If you're not that hungry.
Uh-huh. Let's see, prepared. I used to do this when I was, like, protein loading, where I would take chicken tenders, like the cutlets of chicken, wrap them in Canadian bacon, and bake those and have those.
Was it
those
turkey bacon?
Yeah, it was turkey bacon.
Yeah.
It was pretty tasty. Those are good.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? Snack-wise, I find a tuna sandwich is easy to...
Yeah, because you make... Because when it comes to snacks, you pre-make things and then move on.
Yeah, I always, for the most part, have a thing of tuna prepared in the...
What if you're out and about, you're starving, and you have limited choices? What are you going to grab?
If I would find a 7-Eleven.
Uh-huh, which is phenomenal.
Super close. In the morning, I've been known to grab Pop-Tarts. I know they're delicious, and they're not that nutritious, but in the realm of a calorie count.
Right. Unless you're going to be doing something active or you've just got
and
a
I usually
workout.
Will eat them in the morning. Uh-huh. It's not like a night thing. Let's see. I like the questions that we do, the listener mail, because I don't know what you're bringing to the table.
Right. Because we kind of just sort through and just grab what we like.
Throw out some of yours and I'll think of another one.
I like to prepare, get a bag of nuts. Just like mix nuts and toss them in there and get those little lock baggies that are like tiny. Those are fantastic. You can toss some like chocolate covered almonds in there too. Fantastic little snack like that.
Those are tasty.
Yeah. I'm a fan of the, I mean, as you know, cliche, the protein shake.
Yeah, the protein shake is a staple.
It's a staple. It's quick. It's easy. And you can just toss it like a little bag of prepared of protein in your, a little Ziploc bag of protein in your workout bag at your work desk. Wherever, you just have it whenever you need it.
Oh, here's a funny story about protein. Is I did that. I had a little bag of it, you know, the 5 ounce or one. So it's, you know, the sandwich bag is a square, but then it's like the half.
Yeah, exactly,
bag
the half square.
Yeah. I had
a rectangle,
it,
if you will.
Yeah. I had it in my glove box, and I was driving around. I was on a date, and the girl was, like, nosy and started, like, going through my – and she was like, what is this? And thought I was, like, a Coke dealer. And I was like, no, that's just protein powder. Here's my protein shaker. And she was like, really? Like, I'm confused. And
she didn't believe you?
Well, she did after I told her. But her initial reaction was that I had literally, I don't know, weight distribution of Coke, but a whole lot.
Yeah. I was like, that's, I mean, a little Ziploc baggie full of that stuff is probably really expensive.
Yeah.
I think that's almost like a distribution.
Oh, yeah. For sure. It was distribution of cocaine. But
right.
I was like, I didn't see her
right
much after that.
Right. I would imagine not. Other snacks that we'd go for?
I mean, you could always do the bars.
I hate the bars.
I don't like the taste of them, but it's kind of an easy out.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of, and you always have to get water with it. That's what's annoying.
Yeah.
Is that it's more work sometimes.
Yeah.
And they're painful. Have you ever had it where you eat it dry
and
it gets stuck right in your heart area?
Exactly.
And
right in your
scrotum. You literally want to throw your whole hand down and push it down.
Exactly, or down a whole bottle of water. Yeah. And they're not as good for you as you'd think. Like, one of my favorite things during, like, a high-intensity workout or during a rugby game is just eating, like, half of a Snickers bar. Because it has peanuts and actual real foods in it that actually can sustain you. I'm not saying eat them if you're sitting at your desk all day. That's probably not the best choice. But if you're in a really, really high intense workout, that's fine. Or peanut butter, M&M's are a good choice too. Like just
peanut
a couple.
Butter or peanut butter?
Peanut, not butter.
Not the mini Reese's Pieces.
Not the mini Reese's Pieces, no. And those actually give you some actual food there as well.
Okay.
Fruit's always a good choice. Those are always nice, quick things to grab and prepare. So I think those are
I think that's
things.
Enough that
yeah.
people can figure out.
Yeah.
So our next one is Roxanne from Huntington Beach. I was going to sing that song too. From Huntington Beach. Her question is, how many times a week should I work out? Roxanne, you're overtraining first and foremost by the letter you were giving me. So
what?
She was working 7 days a week.
Oh, good. That's always nice.
It's good to have a rest day.
Yeah, at least one. Do you have any goals for her set out?
No, she really didn't say anything. I came to the conclusion that she's either a gym rat, which I would think that she would know these answers. So it then makes me think that she, sorry, Roxanne, if you're not a heavier woman that is really trying to lose weight.
Right, which is fantastic. So, what would you say?
Right off the bat. At the least, 2. At the most, 6.
Amen. I agree.
I know that that's like, so I just shouldn't work out one time a week and I shouldn't work out every day.
Right.
Yeah. The key I find in the numbers of workouts that you do is intensity of each of those workouts.
Whoa. Door just slammed.
We have a wind tunnel in here and things are getting crazy.
Yep.
So the intensity of the workout is probably the most. So if you're doing 3 days or 2 days, you should be drenched in sweat kind of a concept at the end of it. If you're working out 6 days a week, you're going to be sweating, but it doesn't need to be a pool of water or sweat around
you. A couple of those days are just active days, and then a couple of those days are more intense days.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think spacing it out, making sure you're focusing in on different muscle groups for each workout. If you have more workouts per week, and then focusing in on more muscles if you have fewer workouts per week. So
in rough, I'd probably say like 3 to 5 is like the best, mattering on your schedule.
True.
But 2 to 6 is okay as well.
Yeah. All right. Amanda from Chicago, she is asking, after running more than a mile or so, my hips really start to hurt. Are there any exercises I can do that would help?
Suck it up and just keep running. That's my initial. Man up. Hip exercises. I like the squat.
I think the squat, in my opinion, she's probably really, really strong in her inner thighs and not strong in her butt, so squats would probably be a really good way to go.
I also want to say that she could be running awkward.
Amanda, Tyler, because they hit that nail on the head.
To having the hip be the issue makes me feel like you're running in a weird way, which I'd have to watch you run to really classify if you're running weird. Because normally it's like, my ankle or my knee hurts. Or
right.
I used to, when I ran weird, my shoulder would hurt.
Huh.
I know that's odd.
No, I guess so.
But just because I would like crunch it up as I ran and it would get tired. But I'm going to say that you're probably running in a not well way.
Right.
And
that's a terrible sentence.
Oh, I know. I'm working on talking with more words involved in my sentences, even though they don't need to be there. That's something I started last night.
Right.
I thought that that'd be a good thing.
That's a good thing, because, sometimes they do need to be there, even if you don't know.
I like to make, I'm a huge fan of the, hey, here's 5-word sentences. I'm a big fan of let's get to the point. I think I'm going to start just to mess with my mind and make life a little bit more difficult for me. 20 words when I could say it in 5.
Right, because sometimes those 20 words are better than those 5.
Or they're just more fun.
Amen.
So,
a couple things I would say, Amanda, do make sure you warm up well, like, for your first, like, quarter of a mile, like, first 5 minutes, go really slow, like, bring the pace down, and really focus on your form, make sure your feet are just going straight forward, straight backwards, and not out to the side at all. Also, maybe starting out with some front kicks, like pretend like you're a toy soldier.
You're a Nazi.
A Nazi, and you're just trying to touch your toes and really swing your hip forwards and then all the way back a couple times. Leg swings are great. What?
I'm missing my podcasting hat.
Oh, I forget. I since Tyler brought out his podcasting hat, I brought out a podcasting bandana,
yeah,
which is really awesome. It's pretty great, actually. Oh,
well. I was
we'll put them on after.
Because I'm like playing with my foot over here, and I'm just what do I normally do when he talks? Oh, I usually play with my hat. It's not over there. I usually stay it over there, but I took it into my room.
Okay. Okay, well, and so that loosening up your hips is probably a good way to go at first and starting out slow. And then, like Tyler said, focus on your form. The book I really like that kind of helped me with my form, in addition to a lot of other sources, was Chi Running.
Chi Running.
Great book. We'll put a link on to Amazon on the website so you can get that book. What do you got?
Jake in Orlando, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And this one we're going to have to bring up a couple of things real fast.
Okay.
His main question was, how many calories should I eat a day?
Oh,
Here's Oh, was that somebody
no,
else's?
No, that's just a really hard, that's a long question.
Well, here's what makes this an awful question. Sorry, Jake. Jake gave me no information about himself. So, I don't know if Jake is 500 pounds. I don't know if Jake is 5'4". I don't know if he's athletic. I don't know what he is doing. So, people, I made this a question more of a, let me explain to you how this works.
Okay.
I can tell you roughly that anywhere from 1,200 to 4,000 calories is what the average person needs, mattering if you're a female that needs to lose no weight to Terrell Owens athlete status.
Right.
I don't know why I decided to pick him as the athlete.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps, I think, was doing 13,000 calories or something like that.
Yeah.
During the Olympics.
Yeah.
So yeah, calories, I don't count them. So
right.
It's hard, but I know generally what I do.
Right.
And then
the way that I think we decided the best way to quote unquote count calories is your staples. You know,
yeah,
a piece of bread is this. You know, a piece of chicken this size is this. And so you can roughly estimate everything else from that point.
Yeah. So that's the general gist. Jake, if you are the average guy, probably a little bit overweight, it's probably like 2,200 calories.
2,200 to 1,800.
Yeah.
I guess probably 2,600 is probably, if you're trying to bulk up, err on the 2,600 side. If you're trying to cut down, err on the 1,800
side. But what I really wanted to get across in this email is when you email us, we need your name. We like to know where you're from.
And then the things that are important to answer your question.
More information about you is better than less.
Right.
Because I don't care if it's 8 pages. Well, I do care if it turns into 8 pages long. I don't need to do a cycle analysis on you. But yeah. More information about your physical traits and aspects of your life would be the best. And goals and whatnot. So, Jake, that's what I can give you.
All right. Let's move on. Tim from St. Paul. That's in Minnesota?
I don't know
where that is. St. Paul.
He's never very good at geography.
Neither was that. He says, how do I stay motivated when I don't want to work out?
The secret.
Use the secret. Which is a definite hard one.
It's a hard one. My gut reaction is if you're not motivated, find a way to get motivated. Basically, get a personal trainer because then it's harder to cancel on them because
right,
you have to call
involved.
Them. Your money's involved. It's kind of like taking a class and you pay for it. You're not going to not go to the class kind of a thing because you're paying for it.
Exactly. Or a date. You're not going to go miss out on your date because she's hot, you know?
Yeah, kind of a thing. Also, let's say you don't want to pay for a personal trainer and you know a little bit of whatnot. Work out with a friend.
Right.
I find that gets me motivated. It's like, oh, I can't let my friend down who wants to work out. I need to get there kind of a thing.
Also, start out with your favorite workout. Like, start out if you love working your back out. Start with your back. Like, say you know, like change up your days to fit your mood, you know? So it's like, oh, I wasn't planning on working my back until Tuesday, but it's now Friday, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to switch my days out. And then you can do the hard work and move on.
I also find, just personally, I don't know if you would agree with this one. This one's completely personalized. Work out in the morning. It's kind of a get it out of the way, because I will talk myself out of it if I don't work out first thing in the morning.
Interesting. Huh. Yeah.
That's kind of just, I know it's completely personal in that sense. Where if I wake up and I'm not feeling it, and I do that logic of, oh, I won't work out right now. I'll go work out tonight. Then tonight comes, and Keon's like, let's go do this, and let's go do this. Or, you know, people call me and want me to do this, this, and this.
Or,
and
it's I'm tired. I want to sit in my bed and watch DVDs all day.
And then it's like, oh, my day has been so annoying. I don't want to go to the gym.
Right.
Now I'm a day behind.
Right. So, yeah, the first step is just getting there. Everyone says, oh, 90% is just getting to the gym. No, that's unfortunately not true. But that's the first step, you know? Like, you have to get to the gym or get outside, whatever your workout's going to be that day.
Also, I find I am more of a same thing every day kind of person. Like, my mornings are the same.
Uh-huh.
I find once I get into my car, putting on music that gets me going helps me get motivated before I go to the gym.
Yeah.
Because there is a drive.
Don't give yourself a treat. That's not the way to get motivated. That's just the way to, just plow through and get it done. Like, move.
Get it done.
Yeah. Have some accountability, like a trainer or a friend is probably the best way.
That's fine.
Yeah. Cool.
My last one is not fitness related.
That's fine.
So is yours?
Yes.
Okay, then we should probably do yours.
All right. This is from Will from Austin, Texas.
Ah.
I have 2 weeks before my high school reunion. What's the fastest way to lose 10 to 15 pounds?
Cut off an arm.
Yep, cut off an arm. Done. All right, moving on.
Liposuction.
So you're realistically, you're not going to lose 10 to 15 pounds. You can drop you can probably drop 5 pounds in those 2 weeks, realistically. Healthily, if you're looking to not be healthy and drop 10 to 15 pounds, you could probably do that.
Yeah, See, this is where it gets into that weird balance thing.
Right.
Because, I could make you lose 10 to 15 pounds in 2 weeks. Real easy.
You'll want to kill yourself.
You'll want to kill yourself.
Or someone else.
Well, that too. And then the second thing is that I don't think it's going to be the weight that you want it to be.
Right.
It's not going to be a weight that at the end of the 2 weeks, you're going to walk into your reunion without a shirt on.
Right.
It's going to be just a number has decreased on a scale.
Right.
Kind of a concept. Because to get 10 to 15 pounds that's a visible notice, there has to be a muscular change and a fat loss.
Right.
Instead of a content of your body loss.
So, for me, if I was going to just give you right out advice, I'd say limit your diet to vegetables, lean proteins, and protein shakes.
Yeah.
Probably the best way to go there. With maybe a piece of toast in the morning if you really need some carbs.
And that's like your first meal.
Uh-huh. Or right after your workout.
Yeah.
And then workouts gotta be intense. Take boot camp classes, take spinning classes. No more than 2 hours of exercise a day, though, because you're really, really gonna be pushing yourself.
You're gonna be pushing it. I was gonna say full body.
Full body workouts with light cardio in between each full body workout are probably the best way to go.
And that's doing it the most safe, unsafe way.
Right, exactly. Because that is pushing the limits.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be careful.
Mathematically, you're supposed to lose 2 pounds a week.
Right.
Is roughly the scale. So 5 is easy to do if you do some
other stuff. You got to drink water.
Drinking water is essential. You'll die.
And no fat loss pills. Those things are retarded.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I used the R word.
Yeah, don't do the fat loss pills. They're not going to – those aren't going to help you in 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't condone them in the first place, but they have to get into your cycle in 2 weeks isn't enough time
right.
for it to make
don't
any
difference. Don't use Redline. Don't use any of those. And make sure your protein is a good quality protein. Don't buy just the whey protein. You're going to need something – more complex.
Go to GNC or your vitamin shop or whatever store.
Or ask a trainer. Yeah. Ask a trainer because they don't have any connection to the sale.
Yeah.
If you go to GNC, they're commission based a lot of times, And so they'll try and sell you the most expensive one or a more expensive one.
I could talk bad about GNC all day long. I went in there the other day with my buddy that I'm helping train that's working out with me. And he needed a multivitamin. So I was like, okay, this one's the best one out of these. And GNC has like the multi-pack that's like, it's a 30-day pack with, you know, six vitamins in each of these packs. That's like a one a day pack of vitamins. And she's like, well, why don't you get that one for 30 days? And he's like, well, why shouldn't we do that? And I was like, because this has eight things in it that you don't need. And that bottle will last you 3 months, where that only lasts you a month.
Right.
So, and that's more expensive. So let's just stick with this. And I totally just bashed this saleswoman's whole selling commission. And I wanted her to be like, well, who are you to know all this stuff? And be like, actually, I know a lot.
Right. Let's get serious.
Let's talk. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
All right. So we'll do that. Kick some ass.
And yeah, you're going to have to.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Let's finish off.
Last thing. Donnie in Carson, Nevada wants to know what I thought of the fights.
Oh.
And when he says the fights, I figure the UFC.
Right.
I know that that's whatever. Basically, I did think Shogun won.
Shogun probably won. But he didn't beat, what's his face?
He didn't beat, I always say Lichita, but it's like,
Lyoto?
I don't,
Lichita. Whatever. What's his last name? Machida?
Machida.
Machida.
Lyoto Machida.
Yeah. He didn't beat him, though. He won, but he didn't beat him.
It's kind Machida of.
Just kind of hung out and didn't do anything, and Shogun kind of did some things. It was a bad fight.
I wouldn't classify it as a bad fight because I've seen bad fights where they just circle around and stuff. Like, there was action, but there was Machida's rib was, I was impressed that he was still breathing.
But it wasn't, like, action-packed.
What I was going to say was, I wouldn't say that Shogun won, but I would say Machida lost.
True.
He did not defend his belt.
Yeah, but Shogun didn't take the belt.
Shogun didn't take the belt. So really, there's two losers in this concept. There wasn't a winner, is how I personally am going to look at this fight.
The earlier fights were much better. Like, the first two fights of the night.
Spike. Yeah. The Spike fights were actually better than the pay-per-view.
Yeah, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, which is really
I'm looking forward to having the Randy Couture fight.
With Brandon Vera. That's coming up. And I'm sure that all of you that don't know what we're talking about are like, no, this is great.
Right.
But, yeah. If you want me to, I can talk more, but that can be on maybe a blog or something.
Yeah, put it on the blog so that, what's his name? The dude's name.
Oh, Donnie.
Donnie can check out your thoughts. And
I might do that. We'll put just pictures for up. Giggles. Nick's pay-per-view would be like, this is what Tyler thinks and who's going to win, and let's see.
Yeah.
That might be fun.
That'd be good. All right. That's about it for today. Joe. Win at life.
Be the real Slim Shady.
Peace, I'm Keon.
Oh, I'm Tyler. He got a glimpse in the bathroom mirror. I'm a man.